Sometimes plants just want a little sugar. We're sweetening the deal for the garden. Next on Western Life Radio. Spring is fast approaching, and Sportsman's Warehouse shares your passion for hiking, fishing, camping, and hunting. If you want to feel at one with nature, this is the place to gear up. Sportsman's Warehouse has the latest in fishing to help you catch the big ones as the ice melts, or get above the inversion with new hiking boots. Their experts combined with a terrific selection truly make Sportsman's Warehouse the great indoors for those that love the great outdoors. Utah born and Utah proud, Sportsman's Warehouse, take it outside.
Hi, I'm Governor Spencer Cox. We live in an incredible state, and this time of year, my family and I, we love to ride. Unfortunately, we've had too many fatalities this year. And while safety equipment is critical, it's not enough. Remember to always be aware of your surroundings and never ride beyond your capabilities. We want to make sure that you make it home safe. And never forget, nobody is invincible.
Sweeten the growth of your plants with a little sugar or molasses. Alex Grover with Utah Gardeners has the story.
My first boss there, he loved a product called Monty's Joy Juice. And this had a low amount of nitrogen in it. And a couple months later, I mixed some up in a bucket, applying it as the boss directed. And I'd left the bucket in, gone about my business. I came back, and the bucket was covered with ants looking at this Monty's Joy Juice. So now I look at it, and I realize that very likely Monty's Joy Juice had molasses in it. And the molasses was being absorbed by the plant through the leaf, which has been proven to actually work to have sugar applied to plants that way. So it's not a fertilizer, not a nitrogen, but you're giving a little boost of sugar to give it an oomph. Call it liquid sunlight, if you will. There are products that have those little tricks in them that they don't really tell you what they are, but they can work, and sugar is one of them. If you mix up a 1% solution of table sugar, spray it on plants, it'll help. Now, like anything else, if you do too much, you can actually encourage the plant to overgrow its defenses, and it will become susceptible to other problems. So I only use that at times when, like, I'm transplanting and they're short on sugar anyway.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.